Mindfulness of breathing. So, for this mindfulness of breathing practice, finding a place where you can sit comfortably, perhaps on a chair with a firm seat, with your feet placed flat on the floor, resting the hands on the thighs, palms facing downwards. If possible, sitting with the spine self-supporting, so you aren't leaning on the backrest of the chair, unless you know you need the extra support. Letting the body be upright, but without straining or stiffening. Letting the head and neck be balanced gently on unhunched shoulders, allowing a feeling of openness in the chest. You can close the eyes or have them open. If they're open, then perhaps letting the gaze fall downwards a few feet in front of the body. The overall posture to cultivate here is one of quiet dignity, like a good king or queen sitting on a throne. By sitting in this dignified posture, you're cultivating the seeds of confidence and cheerfulness, creating a good container in which mindfulness can happen. Noticing how this posture feels right now. What's going on in the mind and body? There's no need to try to change what you're thinking or feeling, just seeing if you can let whatever's here be noticed. And as we enter into this time of practice, setting an intention just to be present to your experience, to let things be as they are, to drop out of the doing mode of activity and busyness for a while, and into a mode of just noticing, sensing, allowing, just being present, nothing more, nothing less, knowing that whatever happens, this letting go into being itself is a valuable gift to yourself, a freedom from having to try to make anything happen or to change or solve anything. Inviting you now to bring attention to the sensations of breathing. Noticing how the breath feels moving in and out of the body. Tuning in to its rhythm and flow. Feeling the rising and falling of the breath in the belly. The movements of the abdominal wall with each inhalation and exhalation. You don't have to breathe deeply or try to control the breath in any way, just letting the breath happen as it happens. The only task is to feel into and follow it, letting the mind ride with it like a surfer riding a wave. Not grasping tightly to the breath, just gently following it. In and out. Just breathing, and letting go into breathing. One moment of breath at a time. During this practice, you'll probably notice attention sometimes wandering to something other than the breath. You suddenly find yourself thinking about breakfast or your next holiday. Or maybe the mind is drawn to a car alarm outside or a pain in your leg. It's completely normal for the mind to wander, and completely good to be noticing this as part of meditation practice. When you realize that the mind has wandered away from breathing, just acknowledging that this has happened, without any self-judgment or criticism, and with an attitude of kindness and patience, gently returning the attention back to the sensations of breath in the belly. The likelihood is you'll soon notice the mind wandering again. You might find yourself thinking about the breath, or telling yourself you're doing this well or badly, or wondering what's going to happen next, or wanting to stop. Or maybe the mind will tell you it's bored. From the perspective of the practice, it doesn't really matter what thoughts the mind drifts into or how often. Simply acknowledging that wandering has happened and patiently, compassionately, bringing attention back to breathing. If the mind wanders into a sensation, an ache or an itch or a sound, just noticing that this has happened, and with friendliness returning attention to the feeling of breathing. Just this breath, right now. Breath by breath by breath. Moment by moment, present to the sensations of breathing. A filling on the in-breath, perhaps. An emptying on the out-breath. How is it actually to be breathing right here, right now, alive and present? And just letting everything else that's happening in the mind be as it is in the background of awareness. Just breathing and following the sensations of breathing, moment by moment by moment. No need to berate the mind for wandering or see distraction as a problem or failure. Actually, each time you notice the mind has wandered, you've already come back to awareness, to being awake. So you might like to congratulate yourself when you notice the wandering. With this and coming back to the breath, you're gently exercising the muscles of mindfulness. Being present. With compassion and curiosity. and continuing this practice until the sound of the bells, at which point either ending the session or moving directly into the next practice on the audio. Mindfulness of body. Now, opening up your awareness to a wider focus, and noticing sensations throughout the whole body. Being aware of the sensations at places of contact, texture and temperature in parts of the body that are touching the floor, chair, clothes, other parts of the body, the air around. Also being aware of internal sensations. Your heartbeat, maybe. The rhythm of breath. And the movements in the chest or belly that are part of that rhythm. Just being aware of sensations in the body, whatever these are right now. Opening to them. Knowing them just as they are. In certain parts of the body, you might be aware of tightness, pressure, heat, coolness, aching or stiffness. Just acknowledging whatever is being felt at the moment, wherever it's being felt. If it helps, you can mentally label the sensations. Okay. Throbbing in the lower back, buzzing in the hands, heaviness in the legs, and so on. Staying present to the experience as best you can, and gently coming back when the mind wanders. You may find as you practice There are some sensations you're more drawn to, and some that you try to resist, to move away from. As best you can, seeing if it's possible to bring a warm-hearted curiosity to all sensations equally, allowing everything that's coming up in the body to be experienced in awareness. Being aware of preferences, of maybe liking some parts of experience and not liking others. Noticing when and how you're getting caught up in holding on or resisting. Not having to try to stop what's going on, just being interested in what's being experienced and what automatic reactions come. What thoughts, what urges and pulls, what emotions. Just noticing the patterns of mind that occur along with the patterns in the body, and inviting you to let these thoughts and reactions be for now. Coming back to compassionately abiding with the sensations as they happen. Unhooking from the thoughts and reactions and just being with the sensations moment by moment by moment. If there are particularly strong sensations occurring right now, you could play with synchronizing your awareness of them along with the feeling of breathing, as if you're breathing with the region of strong sensation, anchoring your attention to it with the breath. Or you could experiment with breathing into a region of strong sensation, letting it be fully felt as you breathe into it, and having a sense of letting go on the out-breath. Breathing into the region on the in-breath, fully present, allowing, and letting go on the out-breath. Releasing any holding on to thoughts or reactions, without trying to make the sensation itself change at all. Just being interested in what happens. And if there are no regions of particular intensity, you could offer a sense of breathing into the whole body on the in-breath, and breathing out from the whole body on the out-breath. Coming back with kindness when you notice the mind has wandered. If the mind feels very scattered or sensations are particularly intense, you could come back to mindfulness of breathing for a time, using the breath as an anchor for attention once more, and letting body sensations fade into the hinterland of awareness, again without trying to make them go away. And opening up to the whole body again as you feel ready. At the sound of the bells, either choosing to end your sitting meditation here, or continuing to the next part of the practice. Mindfulness of sounds, thoughts, and choiceless awareness. So now, moving attention to sounds. Letting sounds be heard in the foreground of awareness, and allowing them to be the object of your mindfulness. Just hearing. And letting what sounds are around be known as sensation, as vibration. Not having to categorize sounds as good or bad. Just opening your microphone ears and registering what comes in, without needing to analyze sounds or label them. Attending to sound with interest. And when you notice the mind wandering into naming a sound, seeing if you can allow the naming to drop into the background and just let the direct experience of the sound come to you. Is it suddenly arriving and then stopping? Or more of a gentle rising and fading? Is the texture of the sound rough or smooth? A high pitch or a low tone? How are sounds sounding together? Combinations of sound. And what about moments of silence, of space, of gap? Is there complete silence at these times, or are there subtle sounds that can be heard? Or sounds that are coming from your own body? As with other aspects of experience, you may notice reactions to sound arising. A pulling into or away from some sounds. or an emotion or thought that comes along with the experience. Noticing how these reactions also arise, change, and pass through. Offering your attention to sound and letting the reactions be background. Noticing how these thoughts and emotions are different from the sound itself, uncoupled in awareness when you simply pay attention to sounds and patiently return to them when the mind wanders away. Staying present to the direct experience of sound, and coming back to sound when you notice attention wandering. Just hearing, and returning to hearing. Turning your attention now to thoughts, experiencing these on the main stage of the mind, with everything else dropping into the wings. Observing the coming and going of thoughts in the mind stream, a bit like you might watch clouds passing in the sky above. Just as the weather is constantly changing, noticing how thoughts too arise, pass through, and dissolve in a similar way. Allowing whatever thoughts are arising to be seen with interest as best you can, without having to identify with them or believe them, or having to try to stop them or fight with them. Just letting thoughts be here, like clouds passing through the sky of the mind. You might notice how the process of arising and dissolving of thought occurs. Have you consciously chosen these thoughts, or are they appearing in awareness without your active engagement? Are these thoughts facts, a completely accurate reflection of reality, or just opinions arising and falling away? Are they even your opinions? Your thoughts. There's no need to analyze this with more thinking or try to find definitive answers. Simply letting there be noting of what your experience shows. Just thoughts happening in awareness. If there are a lot of thoughts happening at the moment, you could perhaps imagine that you're standing by a waterfall, and thoughts are like water cascading down. Taking your position as a watcher of the waterfall, a witness to the chatter of the mind, being interested, perhaps amazed at all the mental activity, without needing to jump into it. From the space of awareness, just following the flow. Sometimes it may seem like there's not much happening in the mind. No thoughts, even. In this case, just watching the space. Noticing how it is to be present to no thoughts. When do you notice a thought arising once again? Just watching. Some thoughts may seem to have a strong charge. Perhaps there's a heavy pull to follow them, or a powerful sensation in the body that seems to come at the same time as the thought. Just noticing the pull on attention of the thought or the body sensation, and letting them be, just as they are. Aspects of experience shifting all the time. Not solid. Not fixed. Changing. In flux. Opening awareness now to all aspects of experience. Letting there be a sensing of sound, sight, feeling, taste and smell. And a noticing and accepting of thoughts as they pass through the mind. As best you can, allowing each of these aspects of consciousness to be known in awareness, without holding on or pushing away. No particular thing to pay attention to, just offering an expanded awareness to the whole of experience. Seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing, opening to knowing what's going on and just knowing it, rather than having to get tied up in it. Just witnessing it all in open presence, letting it all happen, in awareness, changing from moment to moment. Fully present to the amazing experience of just being. This practice is sometimes called choiceless awareness. A willingness to experience everything that's happening with a sense of openness and equanimity. Just letting what's here be here, without having to do anything with it. Experiencing the luxury of being present, without needing to conceptualize, analyze, or get to a result or a goal. And when the tension narrows into one aspect of what's going on or floats into unconsciousness, inviting you to bring it back with kindness to this state of choiceless, open awareness, as best you can. Fully open. Letting everything be noticed, without attaching to anything. Just experiencing. Nothing to hold on to. Nothing to resist. Just present. Here and now. It's fine during choiceless awareness practice to ground the experience by returning to mindfulness of breathing and or the body at any point to help stabilize, especially if you find the mind wandering a lot, before shifting again when you're ready into choiceless awareness practice. So, continuing in silence now. Until you hear the bells.